Good morning.
Great to see you in the house of the Lord in person and also online. Would you consider yourself to be a generous person and not just with your wallet? Are you generous when it comes to offering words of kindness and encouragement? What is to motivate our generosity in words and actions? That serves as our focal point on this morning. God be praised through the word that we hear and the word that we sing as we give thanks for His generosity toward us. The worship service, if you're online, it's found on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link. If you receive our weekly emails, it's also found there. We turn now to our invocation on page 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns even faints for the courts of the Lord.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
O Lord Almighty, blessed are they who trust in you.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us worship Him.
Thank you.
Please stand as we continue on the top of page 4. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
For all that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Seated. A reading from Holy Scripture for this Sunday from 2 Kings chapter 4, a reminder of how the Lord provides. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of barley bread, baked from the first ripe grain, along with some heads of new grain. "Give it to the people to eat," Elisha said. "How can I set this before 100 men?" his servant asked. But Elisha answered, "Give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over." Then he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. God supplies us, so we in turn can supply others. A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Please stand for the gospel reading. It's taken from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter. Again, the Lord provides, keeping in mind nothing is impossible for him. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than a half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
God's grace and his mercy and his peace are yours in great abundance. And this is through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that such are made possible. We hear the words once again from our second reading for today, 2 Corinthians 9. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear people of God who have been called by God to be generous, as he has been generous with us, do you find yourself bargaining with God? If so, do you do this often in your conversations with God? You know, God, if only I had $1 million. Or, Lord, if only you would do this for me, then I would do this for you. Like, Lord, if you would just help me win the lottery, I'll pay off the church debt. Counting on the fact that there will be plenty left over for me, myself, and I. Are your motives pure? God does want us to ask for things. But we don't have to bargain with him when we ask. He wants us to ask for those things which will serve beneficial in our walk with him, staying connected to him, and also then in how we can connect others to him. Maybe it might just be winning the lottery. But again, what is your motive behind playing the lottery in the first place? And then if you're making a bargain with God, what is your motive behind that bargaining? God's answers to our prayers can come not just through the Bible. They can also come through what he provides for us day by day. And what God provides for us and with us, how can he describe that? He does so generously. What God provides for us then is worth celebrating. And that's what we're doing once again today, celebrating the goodness of God. Not just during a worship service, we are to celebrate the goodness of God, his generosity day after day. His mercies are fresh and new each and every day. His provisions for us are new every day, even if it is the same mac and cheese. The Apostle Paul gives us this clear reminder as he, by inspiration, wrote this letter to the believers in Corinth, and that letter, his words, still are very applicable to us today. As they did, so do we have ample reason to celebrate day in and day out the goodness of our God. As an individual walking here on this earth, and also as a corporate body of believers. For God has brought us together for a short period of time or for a longer period of time for a reason. And so as we celebrate today, we focus on his generosity. God is generous for sure with us when it comes to salvation. Think about it. Why does he need to be generous with us when it comes to our salvation? What are we by nature? Are we generous people? Are we generous, again, not just with our wallet? Are we generous with words of kindness? Are we generous with words of thank you and words of encouragement? Aren't we the opposite? Because again, by nature, we show our true selves. We're selfish. Follow a 2-year-old around. Mine. How often do you get to remind a child, even an adult, what do you say when they receive something? How many adult children, when they go out for lunch or for dinner with mom and dad, say thank you to mom and dad when mom and dad pick up the tab? Or is it just assumed rite of passage? They owe me that. Oh, do they? They're being generous. They thank you. So we show day after day that we have a struggling match going on. Our old Adam is not generous by nature. It's not generous with kindness. Oh, maybe if you're kind to me, if you did something nice for me, maybe I'll do something nice back. If you smile toward me, I'll smile back. But if you're not smiling, or if you diss me and I see you in the marketplace, forget it. I'm not going to take the first step. Then our new man who says, regardless of how that person acts or reacts toward me, I, by the grace of God, will be generous with kindness and encouragement, taking the first step. It's not easy, and that's why the Lord wants us to continually stay connected to Him and remember His generosity toward us so we can be generous toward others. Because again, by nature, we have a tendency to be short-sighted. We focus on what is here for us today, forgetting what is here for us yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. And we tend to sell God short, don't we? Way too often. We're like the disciples. Lord, how far can this food go? We got Habit, we got Boston Pizza, but that's still not enough to feed all these people. Why do we sell God short? When in our own life we see how generous He has been toward us. We have what we need, maybe not everything we want, and maybe we really don't need it then. But He's given us the greatest need of all, and that is our salvation, our relationship with Him through Jesus. He reminds us throughout the Scriptures, Old and New Testaments, how generous He is toward us and wants to be generous, and that nothing is impossible with Him. I mean, faith understands that nothing is impossible with God. So why do we too often sell Him short? Well, we have a tendency to forget why God is generous toward us. It is for our salvation. It's because we need His generosity, but it's for so much more, so that we can be generous toward others. And that generosity that we need, it's rooted in a great act of love. And that is the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, who took on human flesh. And He demonstrated in His own life here on earth what it is to be generous with His time, with His power, with His words of encouragement and forgiveness. He impacted the lives of countless people. Well, sure, He is Jesus. He can do that. But He's also enabled us to do that. And we'll get into that in a moment. And so at the heart of God's generosity, that gift of salvation, is Jesus, who lived the perfect life that we cannot live, that generous life that God expects of us, and then took all our acts of not being generous to the cross, something we dare not take lightly, where He paid for all those sins, intentional or not, all the selfishness, all the doubt, paid in full. Can it get more generous than that? But there's more. Not only is He generous with us in the gift of salvation, rooted in Jesus Christ, who lived for us and died for us and then rose again for us so that we can have God's generosity for all eternity. He gives us generosity day after day to remind us that He's not just only looking out for our spiritual well-being, He's looking out for our entire well-being, emotionally and physically. And so He provides for us day after day. He provides through parents. He provides through farmers. He provides for so many means for employers and employees. He provides through such people, so that we can have what we need to exist on this earth day after day until He takes us from this earth. Psalm 145 reminds us of how generous he is. He satisfies the desires of every living thing. Well, as we've talked about before, there are starving people. So how does he satisfy the desires of every living thing? It's not because God has not provided the means to provide ampleness for everybody. It's what we do with what God provides that's the problem. And so maybe we use that psalm as a prayer. How fitting it is. He satisfies the desire of every living thing. And what do we pray in the Lord's Prayer? The fourth petition, give us our daily bread. Weekly bread? Monthly bread? Lifelong bread? Well, he does. But it's day after day, it's there. It might be in a can. It might be fresh. It's there. Day after day. Walk on our shelves. Talk to some missionaries who have gone overseas and then they come back. Sometimes they just stand at the shelves when they're back in the U.S. and go, there are too many choices. Over there, you get one thing if you're there in time. Do we take for granted, and this is not meant to be a guilt trip per se, but do we take for granted the generosity that we have right before us? Day after day, God provides as promised. Salvation, daily providence. It's all before us. Sometimes God does withhold his generosity. Sometimes he does withhold rain more than usual in our area as a wake-up call to help us appreciate his generosity and where such comes from. And recognize we don't deserve any of his generosity. But he gives it to us, as the scripture says, he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Because he cares for all of his creation. And so when we're going without, just maybe that's a time for us to repent. Lord, we have forgotten who is the source of all good things. We have forgotten how generous you have been and how generous you want to be, but we have become selfish. And maybe it's not just us in this worship facility. Maybe it's not just the Christians that God is addressing those words to, but to all people. And as long as we're on this side of heaven, we have to endure the difficulties and challenges as well. So that we can be his witnesses and direct people where they need to be directed to God in his generosity, his salvation, his providence. God's grace will not run dry. And we can never outgive God's generosity. Now, we may not get the full benefit of his generosity as we toss it aside too often. But that's on us, not on him. And so as we recall his generosity in various forms, it is a call and a reminder for us to be generous with what he gives to us, spiritually and the earthly goods as well. Dear friends, be generous with his gift of salvation. It's not just for us to have, it's for us to share with others. Now is the day, Jesus said, while the sun is shining, because soon night will come, the end will come, or people's death will come, and it'll be too late. So now is the time to take advantage of sharing the generosity of God's salvation with other people. And so continue to invite them to hear the Word of God. Because no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit, who uses the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament, to connect people to God for time and eternity. We can have all the programs we want as a church, but programs in themselves do not save people. It's the Word that saves. And so we might do programs to connect people to the Word. And then there are offerings. Offerings our ministry in action. As we, through our offerings, support the opportunity, not in our own area, but also throughout the world, following the Great Commission, for people to hear the gospel message. We may not see the fruits necessarily numerically, but it doesn't mean there isn't fruit taking place. And then there's estate planning and so forth. Again, God has been generous with us so we can be generous with others for time and into eternity. Think of how much we spend on ourselves. Think of how much we spend. We're generous toward things that don't last. We use it for a day and then we throw it in a closet, and then later on when we clean the house, we give it to Goodwill. Or when we perish, our children have to do that. It's not that we can't spend on the things of this world, but it's always good to re-examine where our priorities are. And as God has been generous with us, are we being generous with God? Again, not just with our finances, but with our words and our actions. Giving thanks to God generously. Showing thanks to God by how we treat one another. Such spiritual sharing, again, may not result in numerical growth for the visible church, but there's a growth that's taking place that's far more just as vital, and that is inside of us, that spiritual maturity, that growing in our connection with Him. So it pays dividends. Luke 16 reminds us, there Jesus says, use your earthly wealth for friends in heaven. Again, you may not see them in church here, but you invited them, you shared the word with them, and one day, by the grace of God, you just might see them in heaven. Because God used your generosity in word and maybe even through your wallet. Be generous with your time also. How much time do we spend sulking versus moving on? Be generous with kindness and forgiveness. That's what helps us move on. When we take the focus off of self and put it on God and what He has given to us and wants from us. Be generous with our earthly goods, food pantries. You don't have to open up your house per se to feed everybody, but you can offer goods to others. And one can from you and another can from somebody else, how that all adds up. We've done it before and we need to keep on doing it. But let us also at the same time teach responsibility. Because just giving isn't teaching responsibility. Let us teach people how to fish, so to speak, so that they can fish on their own and be in a position to help others and supply their needs. That's what Paul was reminding the Corinthians of. You have been blessed from an earthly point of view, and you made a commitment to help the believers back in Jerusalem who were going through a severe famine. You promised to be generous to them, but you were not making good following through on that generosity. So Paul's reminding them, remember how God has blessed you with earthly wealth and also blessed you through those believers back in Jerusalem who sent missionaries to you so that you could be wealthy in your salvation also. Don't forget to be generous and follow through on your commitment. Brothers and sisters, God has been generous with us spiritually and physically so that we can be generous with others. As Galatians 5 points out, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to our fellow believers. That's where salt and light starts. And then it goes out from this place. Being generous. Impactful generosity. It starts with God. Remembering what He has done for us generously. What that looks like and for the purpose that He's made us generous. It is also being single-minded. No ulterior motive. It's also connected to contentment. Philippians 4, the Apostle Paul, what he says there. It is seen how God has equipped us to be generous. For being generous is not how much we have or how much we give. Bottom line, it has to do then with our attitude. How's your attitude? We don't have to bargain, dear friends, with God or make a deal with Him. He is already generous with us. When it comes to our salvation, when it comes to meeting all our needs so that we in turn can be generous with and toward others. For that is what celebrating the goodness of God looks like. Blessings on your celebration today and this week. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our faith using the words as printed beginning on the bottom of page 8.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. Amen.
Please be seated. Again, thank you for your generous thank offerings as we continue to support the mission and ministry here at St. Mark's and also through us, through our congregation mission offerings. We pray. Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people.
We especially thank you for the gift of your Son, who is ascended into heaven and sits at your right hand.
We rejoice in the knowledge that He is our advocate before your throne, and that He intercedes for us in all our needs.
Send your Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds with understanding and knowledge of your heavenly truths.
Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, His cross uplifted, and His gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children.
May they teach their children to love you, to practice virtue, to desire to pursue instruction in your word, and to serve your church and all people.
Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. Lamb of God, let our lives for you be given, our years for you be spent, our ties to earthly goods be gone, our gifts with love to you be sent. You gave yourself that we might live, to you ourselves and all things give. Continue to shower grace upon grace on those celebrating a birthday this week, and help our married couples keep the spark in their marriage, moved by your love for each of them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus.
To Him be praise and honor and glory to God, now and forever.
And we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Now may this body which was given for you, and this blood which was shed for you, strengthen and preserve you and the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. You are at peace with God. Amen. We pray, hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Again, just to highlight the Connect cards. Again, if you haven't filled one out already, they're available by the bulletin. You can fill one out and then return it in that basket on the table there in the entryway, the table with the lamp on it. We'd appreciate that. Also, the purpose of that Connect card, is to get to know people. It doesn't serve that purpose fully since COVID. So, again, opportunity, if you don't recognize somebody, go up to them and say hi. And if you want to say your name, no charge for that. And then if you see that person next week, but you don't remember their name, and maybe they don't remember your name, it's okay. Maybe you can give them the same name next time, and that'll help remember it. But let's not be shy in getting to know one another. Again, just the word hi goes a long way. Bible studies for all ages continue on this day. We have a new topic here in the church sanctuary. It's the life of David. Handouts are available. There are two handouts per person, so keep that in mind. You need two handouts. The LWMS Mission Box is first Sunday of the month, so those are opportunities available. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to the information board and learn the purpose of those mission boxes. We have a work day for our campus scheduled on August 14th, a Saturday, so you can see the weekly news for more info on that. Any half hour, hour you can donate to help dust cobwebs off buildings, wash windows on the outside, pull some weeds, even if it's one weed, that's okay. And then just see the weekly news for other things that are going on. Keep everyone in prayer and continue to look out for one another, being considerate and patient as we continually work through changes that are out of our control at times. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.